Throughout the program today, we've been hearing from folks who braved the cold and the crowds for the inauguration. One of our producers headed over to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial here in Washington, D.C., where people from all over the country gather to reflect on Dr. King's legacy. Today, we also ask them to reflect on the next 4 years of President Obama's tenure. Among those gathered on the morning before the inauguration was Gloria Hassell Cummings from Greenville, North Carolina.
It's more than special for these two great events to happen on the exact same day. Is history definitely in the making.
Gloria Hassell Cummings was with her family snapping photos at the monument, and she shared her optimism about President Obama's next term.
I feel that he will balance the budget, and that in that there will not be a cut in the Social Security. There will not be a cut in Medicare, that the middle class will be remembered as they should be.
Andrea Scott Williams and Joshua Williams made the trip from East Point, Michigan.
We came because, you know, it was my wife's idea. We came just, you know, because this is history. We didn't get a chance to experience Martin Luther King's speech, but we get a chance to experience Obama's speech. So, and the legacy of Martin Luther King. So we put it all in one bag and one cup, and here we are.
Dr. King's work for equal treatment for all was on the minds of both Joshua Williams and Andrea Scott Williams when they thought about what they want to see from President Obama's second term.
I'm looking for equality with women and, you know, the gays or lesbians, so that they, you know, everybody can be equal. And that's what we're here at Martin Luther King standing here for, because of quality. So hopefully he can work out something, you know, to get everybody together as one.
That was Andrea Scott Williams of East Point, Michigan on this Inauguration Day. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.